You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning and welcome to Life Talk. I'm Mary Louise Curry, the Director of the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago, and we have a great show lined up for you this morning, friends, and I'm joined in the studio by Margie Mansko-Breen, who's the Program Manager for the Respect Life Office. Good morning, Margie.
Good morning, Mary Louise. I'm glad to be here.
And it's great to have you on the show. We're going to be talking about some really interesting and stimulating topics this morning. We're going to be talking about, first of all, January, what a huge month that was with the 34th anniversary of Roe v. Wade and all of the pro-life activities that were taking place not only in the Archdiocese but around the country. So we'll be discussing that, including the parish vigils for life, the March for Life, the Mass for Life, all those great things, Speak Out Illinois. We'll also be then bringing on Bob, before we get to that, we'll be talking about our fantastic conference that's coming up on March 3rd, featuring speakers from throughout the United States and abroad. Is that right, Margie?
Yes, definitely.
This is our first time, I think, that we'll be bringing in a speaker from another country, which will really be interesting.
It is definitely an interesting thing. We just wanted to make it a little bit more exciting, bring more people in.
Absolutely. So that's going to be terrific. We'll be chatting about that. And then after that, we'll be bringing on Bob Gilligan to discuss the Illinois Parental Notification Law. What is going on there? Seems like every time we turn around, there's some new development with this law, and so we're going to be discussing that issue as well.
Yeah, more drama than Days of Our Lives.
Exactly. But before we get into any of these exciting topics, friends, first of all, I want to invite you to give us a call if you'd like, 312-751-1979. This is a live show, and your questions and comments are welcome. Again, that's 312-751-1979. And friends, I want to just give Chicago a little talking to here for a second. Okay? Now, I saw the Super Bowl, of course, watched the Super Bowl with everybody on Sunday night, and of course, I was disappointed that the Bears didn't win. But I have to say that I think Chicago is a glass half-empty town. And in fact, Brian Brock, you're sitting there behind the glass today. Brian is our great producer for this show and everything. And Brian's fantastic, very gifted videographer. He came with us on the March for Life, very pro-life. But he is getting down on my guy, Rex Grossman. And you know, Chicago, I want to tell you that when we moved to Milwaukee when I was a kid, the Brewers were in the World Series. And they did not win the World Series. They came home from the World Series. And what happened? The city had a huge party for them saying, great job, Brewers. You got in the World Series. We are so pumped up for you. Okay? Now, this is so sad because Chicago is so down on the Bears. I say, Bears, thank you. And Rex, you know, man, you're only going to get better. We're really proud of you. Your first full year. Way to lead us to the Super Bowl. Bears, you guys rock, and we are all the way behind you next year.
But wait a minute. Chicago is a bigger city, and it takes a lot more to, you know, shut down parts of the city and have people all coming for a big celebration for somebody who didn't win, you know, for a team who didn't win. And Milwaukee is different. It's a lot smaller, a lot slower paced. You know, people, they can do this. You know, they didn't win, so you don't celebrate.
Though. They won the pennant, though. We're excited about that. Now, friends, you might have a question or comment about that. Now, this is not a show about the Bears, of course, but we might welcome actually a couple of calls on this if you want to call in, okay? But I just want to say, put that out there. And the Sun-Times, Brian's going to call in himself. We don't take calls, though, from our own producer here. No, but anyway, what I was going to say is that, you know, obviously it was disappointing the Bears didn't win, but the Bears did a great job, and it was so exciting to see what a great job they did. And so, go Bears. Thank you. And, you know, the Sun-Times had a cool addition last night. which was, it said thank you, you know, and it was a big thank you issue to the Bears. And it was saying, you know, those so-called experts who are just harping on the Bears, you know, time to just be quiet because the Bears did a great job. They had a great season.
They had a good chance to win. I mean, they were down 5 points and then just couldn't, you know, do it. But maybe next year.
That's right. That's right. So thank you, Bears, and great job. So now we're going to get into the substance of the show, which is life talk. And that's because we're talking about life issues. And so first of all, I want to just touch briefly on January. Margie, that was a huge month for pro-life activities. Why is January such a significant month?
Well, with the anniversary of Roe v. Wade and this being the 34th anniversary, I mean, it just the fact that we've went through 34 years, and that's more than more years than I've been around on this planet alive. You know, my husband was actually thinking about it at church the other day where they had all the school children and there were 13 rows of children. And he looks around and he said, well, we're missing some rows, you know, and then he told me about that. And I was thinking, yeah, we are missing, you know, a lot of children. So we do have to remember and we do have to pray and protest and write our legislators, just keep going forward. That's why, you know, January is so important because we can't forget. But we were just going every day doing something. We are so tired. We're still recovering.
Exactly.
I think most of the staff is still recovering.
Exactly. Even Brian is still recovering from that March for Life pilgrimage, right, Brian? So that overnight bus ride and everything. So let's take a look just very briefly because, friends, we know that, you know, many of you are involved with the pro-life movement, and many of you may not be aware of all of the exciting things and all the hope that there is out there, all the great things that were going on during January. One day, oh, and Brian's reminding me that he had 5 days of no sleep at the March for Life pilgrimage, so I can relate to that. That's true, actually. That's a good point. So the first event, though, of January that we had was the Archdiocesan Mass for Life with Cardinal George on January 6th. And this was at the parish of Father Anthony Bush, who has a huge following in the Archdiocese. He's at St. Stanislaus Kostka.
Yeah, it's they've recently been named the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, which is really exciting. He's so excited. He's excited about it that he wants to do more. And, you know, he was very gracious to invite us in. It was kind of like a mini pilgrimage for our people, too, because it was cold and, you know, it's a Saturday night and you have to go through traffic and then try to find a parking spot in the city.
Right.
You know, we were competing with another event that for some reason we didn't know about, but everybody was really gracious. And it was exciting. We started late, but, you know, I didn't hear any complaints.
And Cardinal George's homily at that Mass was so powerful.
Yeah, he thanked everybody. I mean, basically thanked everybody for the different jobs they do in pro-life. And I don't know if I've ever heard him, you know, actually just tell us thank you. And I know he thanks us. I know he's appreciative, but it was really uplifting to hear that.
Right, right. He was pointing out that each aspect of the movement is very important. And I think that that's wonderful because, you know, friends, you're sitting out there and some of you may be called to pray in front of an abortion clinic. Some of you may be called to be a parish Respect Life coordinator. Some of you may be called to write into the Tribune or Sun-Times or call your legislator. And the thing is that all of these things are important. And not everybody can do everything, but everybody is called to do something to stand up for those little ones so that, you know, someday we won't have to say a fourth of the young generation is missing like it is now. So Cardinal George's homily was so powerful, and that was a great event. We had more than 1,000 people there. It was a great turnout in spite of a very cold night. And that was on January 6th. And then we had the March for Life pilgrimage to Washington, D.C., and that was January 19th through the 23rd. And actually, we do we need to head to a break now, Brian? Or, okay, so we've got to head to a break right now, actually. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about some of these other January events. And then, friends, we're going to be getting into this exciting event coming up on March 3rd, which is going to be terrific. We've got an international speaker coming in. This thing is going to be big. So stay with us, friends. And if you've got a question or comment, give us a call, 312-751-1979. We'll be right back here on Life Talk.
G Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My kid isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 19 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org. and click on schools for more information. Choose a Catholic education. Make your child a winner for life.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at CatholicNewWorld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
We are back here on Life Talk, and welcome back, everyone. I'm Mary Louise Curry. I'm joined by Margie Mansko-Breen from the Respect Life office. We're just talking about some January events that happened for the Roe v. Wade anniversary, and then we'll be getting into this exciting conference coming up on March 3rd. And Margie, before we went to the break, we were talking about the March for Life, and you know, this year, the Archdiocese of Chicago brought five buses to the March for Life in Washington, D.C., and that was a really tremendous show of support from the Archdiocese.
Yeah, it was. There were so many young people in that group, and, you know, after our kickoff mass at Queen of All Saints Basilica with Bishop Paprocki, we tried to take that big group picture, and
right. It
just was impossible to get everybody in and to see them, too, in the picture, because I was just looking at the pictures yesterday online, and I couldn't believe it. I was just like, you couldn't even pick anybody out. In the group chat, but it was, you know, it was a big to-do to try to get those kids together.
Yes, it sure was. And, you know, many thanks to Deacon Marcelino Hernandez, who took such awesome photos on the pilgrimage, and we're going to have those available online for people who have participated in the pilgrimage to go and take a look at the pictures and download them if they want to, because we did get a great group photo at the John Paul II Cultural Center with Cardinal George and Father Frank Pavone, and many people said that that was the highlight of the pilgrimage for them, was this private question-answer gathering with Father Frank Pavone and Cardinal George. And that was really exciting. So what a great experience that was. And, you know, our college students on that trip met with the offices of Senator Durbin and Senator Obama. Mm-hmm. And it was very interesting to hear about. Senator Durbin's office actually sent three staffers, including, I think it was his chief of staff, Tom Folletti. But Senator Obama's office gave them, like, the receptionist, which they were
or the intern, maybe.
Yeah, it was somebody like
but
that. So that was
neither senator showed up, right?
Right. So we request these meetings in May, but for whatever reason, they're not available 7 months later. So anyway, but that was a great pilgrimage, though, the March for Life. And then we had many parish vigils for life here. Margie, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we had over 30 parishes signed up to do some sort of prayerful activity around the anniversary of Roe v. Wade. Now, most people, there were many that were on the actual evening, which is great, like Mass and Holy Hour. And just, it's inspirational to know that people are still doing this mm-hmm. and still coming together in prayer.
Right. And that's so crucial. You know, oftentimes people feel discouraged, but we've got to remember that, that so many unjust rulings that have been handed down by our Supreme Court throughout our nation's history, like so-called separate but equal, like, affirmation of slavery through Dred Scott. You know, it took oftentimes like more than 50 years for these to be overturned. So we need to continue to persevere and know that the movement is more vibrant than ever.
Yeah, we just have to keep, storming heaven.
Exactly, those prayer activities. And that was actually what Bishop Aprocki was saying in his address at the Speak Out Illinois conference, which was this past weekend.
Yeah, he gave a great, I guess it was almost like catechesis on prayer, but it did help people understand like the process and that we shouldn't just always ask. You know, there's more to it, like listening.
Mm-hmm.
What does God want for us to do?
Right, exactly. That was very interesting for me because I find it difficult in my prayer life to just stop talking and listen to the movement of the Holy Spirit and listen to what God's trying to tell us. And so that was a great reminder to me. And he just had a wonderful address at the Speak Out Illinois conference this past weekend, which was sponsored by, I think, more than 30 pro-life groups throughout Illinois.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing to see people coming together like that, because it's always hard to get groups together to work together in a fair way.
Right. And I think it is a beautiful show of unity. And mm-hmm. I think that's what we've seen in the pro-life movement over the past several years, is that the movement's becoming very unified in Illinois. And even though there are a lot of different groups with different kinds of activities, we all have the same mission and we are working together as one. And that's what's such a blessing to see. So, and speaking of which, Margie, we have an exciting event coming up, but I want to invite folks to call in with a question or comment at 312-751-1979. That's 312-751-1979. If you have a question or comment, if you want to weigh in, maybe you were at one of these events here. Did you attend the March for Life in Washington? Did you attend the Chicago March for Life? Did you host a vigil at your parish? Were you at Speak Out Illinois? What did you think about the Mass for Life? Feel free to give us a call at 312-751-1979. And Margie, one of the things now that we're really focusing on in the Respect Life office is this very exciting conference that is coming up on March 3rd. And tell us a little bit about this conference. We host an annual conference each year, but this year it's a little bit different. And the theme is Mission Evangelization, Converting Hearts to the Gospel of Life. Isn't that awesome? Mission Evangelization, Converting Hearts to the Gospel of Life. Margie, why do we have this theme for the conference on March 3rd?
Well, I wanted to call it Mission Impossible, but then it's really not. But,
exactly.
You know, with the theme music and everything. But Mission Evangelization, it's important because we have to really focus on converting, you know, people to the Gospel of Life, persuading.
Mm-hmm.
And right now in the Archdiocese, it really is mission evangelization,
mm-hmm.
what's going on. And the Cardinal is asking people to think about evangelization in their lives and in the parishes by having missions and bringing out, you know, Father Bob Barron to
mm-hmm.
maybe speak, to do parish missions and to help people, to give them the tools, the inspiration to go out and, persuade people to even listen to
yes.
the gospel.
Yes.
You know, that Christ died for our sins and there's a lot of mercy out there to go around.
Right. And that's a great point. You know, this is the year of evangelization for the Archdiocese of Chicago as proclaimed by Cardinal George. But then in addition, evangelization is what the pro-life movement indeed is about, because we are evangelizing folks to the gospel of life.
Yeah, if we don't focus on evangelization, we're never going to get anywhere. We're not going to be effective. We can't just like hit people over the head with the issues.
Mm-hmm. And we even see that in Christ's approach in the Gospels, you know, how he would take people where they were at and approach them all differently. You know, whether he was speaking to a tax collector and said, "I'm going to your house to dine this afternoon," or he was talking with a woman who had five husbands and was not now living with her current husband. I mean, he took each person where they were at and focused on how do I evangelize this person to the gospel. And that's indeed the call of the pro-life movement. So when we come back, we're actually having to head to another break here. Time is just flying by. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about some of these speakers who we're going to be having at the conference, including Monsignor Philip Riley. And why are people calling us from Iowa, from Granite City, from places around Illinois and beyond in order to attend this conference to hear Monsignor Riley? Stay with us, friends. We're going to be right back here on Life Talk, and we welcome your questions and comments at 312-751-1979. That's 312-751-1979. Stay with us. We'll be right back here on Life Talk.
Here's an invitation for men in the Archdiocese of Chicago to attend ministry weekends at Mundelein Seminary, retreats designed to help men discern God's call to the priesthood. I'm Father Joe Noonan, the Vocation Director for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Ministry weekends feature presentations about diocesan priesthood, prayer, and discussion, all aimed at reaching a better understanding of God's movement in your life. For more information about these free retreats, call me, Father Joe Noonan, at 847-970-4845 or visit our website www.chicagopriest.org. I look forward to meeting you at our next ministry weekend, Friday, April 20th through Sunday, April 22nd.
Hi, I'm Chuck Knapp. Join me for Searching the Word, a live interactive program that equips you with a firm understanding of the faith. Each day, we'll search the Bible, the Catechism, papal teaching, and historical writings for answers to questions about living Catholic life. That's Searching the Word every weekday on Relevant Radio.
That's Searching the Word with Chuck Neff, weekdays at noon on Chicagoland's Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
Back here on Life Talk. And welcome back, everyone. I'm Mary Louise Curry. I'm joined by Margie Mansko-Breen from the Respect Life office, and it's 21 minutes past 9 o'clock. And friends, you know, this week is the Relevant Radio Pledge Drive, and I just wanted to mention that because Relevant Radio is such a blessing to the Archdiocese of Chicago and to the church throughout the United States. Brian and I, my husband and I, are supporters of Relevant Radio. We give financially to Relevant Radio, and we believe that it's very important for that mission of evangelization. And even just as an encouragement, you know, for those Catholics who are practicing, who are well informed, it's a wonderful tool of encouragement. And I learn from Relevant Radio all the time. Whenever I'm listening, I always learn more about our faith, even though I indeed work for the church. And I think that that's true of everybody, that there's something for everybody really on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, without them, we wouldn't be here.
Exactly, exactly. So thank you, Relevant Radio, and we really encourage people to support Relevant Radio this week during their pledge drive because they are a great, great gift to the Catholic Church and to the Archdiocese of Chicago. So we welcome your calls, your questions, and comments at 312-751-1979. That's 312-751-1979. And this is the last segment that we have with Margie Mansko-Breen. So if you want to ask her a question or comment, you better hop on that phone real fast, friends, because then she's going to be behind the glass taking your calls for our next guest from the Catholic Conference of Illinois as we talk about parental notification. So, Margie, tell us about this conference coming up. Why is this conference so special? We hold a conference every year, but this one is quite a bit different from some of the ones in years past, or at least a bit different. Tell us how it's different. What's so exciting about this conference?
Well, first off, I want to tell people why we do this. And, you know, we bring people together, mainly our parish Respect Life coordinators and their committee members. And then we also say everyone else is welcome because we want to bring people into the tent, you know, of pro-life so that they can be active in their parishes, even if they're not, like, officially involved. So they have actual resources at hand. But we're also there to bring people together so they can see all the other people across the archdiocese in one building one day, and they are inspired, and they want to go out and do more. It's also for networking, you know, so they can see these other people in other parts of the diocese and say, hey, let's talk about what you're doing. I want to know more. So then they can talk at a later date on the phone or whatever and get good ideas.
Absolutely.
So, but what we're doing here, we're having some, the difference is that we're bringing in these international speakers. These, you know, we always, well, we like to focus on local speakers too, but this is, you know, we're branching out. We have Monsignor Philip Riley as our keynote speaker. In 1989, he founded the Helpers of God's Precious Infants, with four volunteers outside the infamous Choices, abortion clinic in Brooklyn, New York. And now Helpers chapters are in over 18 countries across the globe.
Wow.
And, you know, in almost every archdiocese and diocese, in the United States. So, I mean, that is fantastic what
yes.
he's done.
Yes.
You know, and the Holy Spirit called him to do this. It's completely obvious because of the fruit of his ministry. And I think he's been to Africa too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just amazing. But one thing that really affected me, why I really wanted him to come, is because he's so spiritual. And, you know, he's founded this ministry with, you know, people that they go out to the clinics, whether it's a Saturday morning or it's during the week, to pray first. It's very spiritual.
Yes.
To pray for the conversion of everyone in that clinic and for the moms, you know, the dads, the people who are going into that place of death, that they would be converted. Because he says that these people are in darkness mm-hmm. and we need to bring them the light of Christ. And how else? Through prayer.
Right.
But then they also have people who are trained as sidewalk counselors to lovingly try to evangelize, to persuade them to choose life, because it's the last step. That's the last stage. You can't go beyond, you know, those clinic doors. So you have to do whatever you can peacefully and lovingly to try to get the women to choose life.
Yes, and that's such an important vocation, praying in front of the abortion clinics and sidewalk counseling. And the thing is that it's important to know how to do that. It's not about yelling, and it's not about being nasty, but it's about really invoking the power of the Holy Spirit to come down to this place where the crucifixion is again taking place, you might say, inside
yeah.
those clinic doors, and to save these unborn children who are being brought in, and to save the women, as you know, Margie, from your work with Project Rachel,
yeah.
from the emotional and psychological and spiritual trauma of abortion.
Yeah, he says, Monsignor Riley will say that the Blessed Mother should be our model for, you know, how she was at the foot of the cross and how peaceful she was and loving.
Yes.
You know, and everyone wanted to be like, you know, be with Mary. But he also said one thing that affected me. As gold is purified in the fire, our own cross is offered to Christ for the conversion of ourselves and the world will keep us from approaching the abortion-bound mother or father with anger or bitterness.
Mm.
That's one thing to keep in mind because yeah. it's easy to get angry. But we have to you know, to consider all these things. And the helpers say, there but for the grace of God go I. And they approach these lost souls with the light of Christ, like I was saying.
Yes.
But also we're having Cardinal George at the event. We're having Frank Padilla, who is the International Director of Couples for Christ. He's also a member of the Pontifical Council for the Family. And we're having Bob Gilligan. He's going to share with us what's going on, you
yes.
know, in the state of Illinois regarding laws, legislation that might come up that's anti-life and
mm-hmm.
anti-family.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have a panel discussion with four successful coordinators, their stories, you know, how things are working. And they're going to share those details with us.
Great. So what activities are happening in other parishes and how? Because oftentimes parishes learn from other parishes, and that's what we've seen. It's been very fruitful in the Archdiocese. And Margie, just getting back to Monsignor Riley, one thing that's important to keep in mind, too, is he's talking about not just prayer and the power of prayer, but staying renewed. And that's what I think we see a great need for in this pro-life movement, is people who are in the pro-life movement staying renewed, staying refreshed.
Oh, yeah. You know, really, we have to stay focused on not getting burnt out, because it's so easy to get burnt out. But what I wanted to make sure that everyone knows that this conference is a full day. You know, we start with Mass at 8 a.m. We encourage people to come, but if they can't make it, please do try to come. 8 a.m. to about 4:30, you know, we're hoping probably to end earlier than that. Mm-hmm. And it's at Gordon Tech High School, and that's at the corner of Addison and California in Chicago. It's really close to the Kennedy Expressway. They have a big parking lot. Lunch and breakfast are included, so it's a great event. $20 for adults, $10 for students, college and high school. We already have college students interested from St. Francis University. There might be a few coming
great.
From there.
And terrific. And again, that's Saturday, March 3rd, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Join us for a day of education, inspiration, networking, and fellowship. And to register, how do people do that, Margie?
Well, they can call our office at 312-751-5355 and just tell, you know, whoever answers that I like to register for the March 3rd conference, and then we'll send you out the registration form, and then you can send it back in to us and
great.
Fill it out with all the details.
And also, we already have folks registering from downstate, like Granite City, and even from Iowa.
Can you believe it? And that's because of Monsignor Philip Riley, because he is such a draw.
Yes, and he doesn't do a lot of presentations anymore because he's getting on in years.
Yeah, he's getting older, but he's always an inspiration. And
absolutely.
A lot of people think he, like, walks on water, you know?
Yeah. You know? Yeah, he's a very special speaker. So we invite all of you to join us for on March 3rd. And Margie, thank you so much for being with us on Life Talk today.
You're welcome.
And friends, when we come back, we're going to be talking with Bob Gilligan, and we're going to be taking your calls. Judith, we know that you're on the phone. Hang on there with us. And if you would like to, if you have a question or comment, give us a call at 312-751-1979. That's 312-751-1979. Stay with us. We'll be right back, and we'll be talking about the Illinois Parental Notification Law with Zach Wickman from the Catholic Conference of Illinois here on Life Talk.
As winter sets in, Catholic Charities seeks help for the homeless. I'm Father Mike Boland, the administrator of Catholic Charities for the Archdiocese, and I invite you to join us in our efforts to clothe and feed the poor. Catholic Charities is in need of warm items in our clothing rooms. We are collecting coats, gloves, hats, blankets, and sleeping bags for the homeless. Donations can be dropped off at our emergency assistance office at 721 North LaSalle, or you can visit our website at www.catholiccharities.net. Help Catholic Charities provide a little warmth this winter.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio, 820 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back to Life Talk. I'm Mary Louise Curry, the director of the Respect Life Office for the Archdiocese of Chicago, and we're talking about issues that make a difference in your life. And friends, we in our last half hour, we were chatting with Margie Mansko-Breen about all of the wonderful pro-life activities that were happening for the Roe v. Wade anniversary in the month of January. And we were also discussing in particular the exciting conference coming up, Mission Evangelization, Converting Hearts to the Gospel of Life, which is taking place on March 3rd with Cardinal George, Frank Padilla, who is from Couples for Christ from the Philippines, and he's also on the committee for the Pontifical Council for the Family. And the conference is also featuring Monsignor Philip Riley from New York City, the international founder of Helpers of God's Precious Infants. It's going to be a tremendous event. And now, friends, we're going to be getting on to an issue that's very important here locally in Illinois. But before we do that, we're going to head to the phones here, and we have a call from Judith from Chicago. Judith, thanks so much for calling. You're here with us on Life Talk.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, yeah. Well, a friend just called me and said that you were discussing life issues and that you all wanted to talk with somebody who'd been to the March for Life in Chicago in January. So I'm calling you to let you know I was there.
Great.
And we had not 20,000 like San Francisco or hundreds of thousands like D.C., but we had, like over 100 people, and we were all blessed. There were several issues brought up, and it seemed like the main thing that came across was that that people who've had abortions are just so wounded that they need to forgive. There needs to be a forgiveness. And then there was somebody, actually a doctor who was walking by who came up and gave a talk, and he said, we need to love. Pro-lifers have to, I know you mentioned this with the last lady that talked about sometimes pro-lifers can get so burnt out that we forget that love is the most important part. And this evangelization thing is so, I mean, that's part of what being pro-life is, you know,
absolutely,
to let people know what real life is, and that it's choosing what's best for society.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your call, Judith. That's great. Yeah, absolutely. It's some great points there about the women who've had abortions, and not just women, but men also, who are suffering from that. And that's why Project Rachel is so important. We're going to put that number out there for anybody who's listening who may have been involved with an abortion, who is hurting from that. And that number is 888-456-HOPE. 888-456-HOPE, and also staying renewed in the movement. So that's why it's great to come and hear Monsignor Philip Riley on March 3rd as he is discussing staying renewed. And, you know, another reminder, Judith, from your excellent comments there, thank you so much, regarding some of the issues that were discussed at this Chicago March for Life. That also makes me think about the Bible-based support groups for post-abortive women called A Time to Heal, which are going to be launching February 27th. So if you are a post-abortive woman and you would like to study the Bible and be supported by other women, meet other women, and be supported in your healing journey, give us a call at 888-456-HOPE to sign up for A Time to Heal. Really powerful support group program. It's 12 weeks for post-abortive women, authored by Yvonne Florzak-Seaman, and it's rolling out in three dioceses, Chicago, Rockford, and Joliet. So it's really an exciting program, A Time to Heal, that is launching on February 27th. Thank you so much, Judith. And now, friends, we welcome your questions, your comments, 312-751-1979. That's 312-751-1979. And we're very blessed to have with us our next guest, Zach Wickman, who is the Associate Director of the Catholic Conference of Illinois, which represents all of the dioceses in Illinois to the basically on the legislative issues. And Zach is calling us from down in Springfield. Zach, thank you so much for being with us today here on Life Talk.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on the phone. And Zach, you know, there's so much activity going on now with the Illinois parental notification law. Could you just kind of, this issue is getting confusing, you know, even for me in a way. You know, I mean, every time I turn around, something new is happening with this. What's going on? Can you give us the history of the law? First of all, we know that this law passed, I think it was 11 years ago, but then it was not put into effect. Can you kind of pick it up from there? Why not? And what's happened since then?
Sure. The Parental Notice of Abortion Act was passed in 1995, signed into law that year, but it was never implemented because at the time the Illinois State Supreme Court refused to set up rules for the judicial bypass procedure that the statute called for. So without that procedure, the law could not be implemented. So this went on for a long time, 10 years in fact, until just last fall a number of groups, including the Catholic Conference, petitioned the state Supreme Court, now made up of mostly new members from 1995, to institute those rules. And surprisingly, lo and behold, they did do that in very short order.
That's great.
That was a very good development, especially considering the makeup of the General Assembly now after November's elections. We're going to have a hard time passing any positive legislation. So this was a good step forward. through the judiciary, which is, as you know, rare thing.
Exactly, right. That's usually not where we want pro-life things to be, because we don't always see success with that, as with the Supreme Court in 73.
That's right. So once the rules were issued by the state Supreme Court, we needed to have the injunction lifted, and there was an injunction on it that prevented it from going into effect. So Attorney General Lisa Madigan filed the motion to lift the injunction. Once that happens, the parental notification statute will go into effect. Now, a couple of things have happened since then. Just yesterday, a federal judge refused to lift the injunction on the basis that the procedures for the judicial bypass have not been implemented statewide, and he wants to wait until those are. Now, this just happened yesterday. I don't know a lot about it, but from talking to people in the know, this doesn't seem to be like a big deal.
Okay.
They think that those procedures will be implemented in the next few months and that eventually this injunction will be lifted. So that's good news. The bad news is there's already a movement in the General Assembly to basically gut the parental notification statute, and that is in the form of House Bill 317, which was introduced by John Fritchie, a Democrat from Chicago.
And Zach, before we get into that,
yeah,
I just want to touch on what parental notification is. And essentially, as with, for example, if a student wants to receive an aspirin at school from a school nurse, they need to get not just notice, but consent from a parent to receive that medication. And certainly when undergoing any kind of major surgery or anything like that, there needs to be not just notice, but consent of a parent or legal guardian. And yet what we see with the very invasive procedure, which is not even good for women's health, abortion, which also takes the life of an unborn child, we see that currently there is no, or hasn't been in Illinois, anything in place even to let a parent know, hey, my 14-year-old daughter is undergoing an abortion. And that's kind of shocking. We see that there are parental notification laws in 35 states,
yeah,
but not in effect in Illinois. So, and this actually has very broad support, doesn't it?
Yeah, most public polls show around 80% support. And it's even more shocking when you consider that we're the only Midwestern state that doesn't have parental notification. So what Illinois has become, unfortunately, is a place for teenage girls from Iowa and Indiana and Wisconsin and Missouri to come if they want to have an abortion and not tell their parents.
Wow.
So that's obviously a very disturbing thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, Zach, we're going to need to head to a break,
okay,
but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about this issue and its relationship with statutory rape and how, in fact, this is, in a way, aiding and abetting older men in their sexual exploitation of young girls not to have parental notification in Illinois. So we're going to be talking about all of these key issues. We're here with Zach Wickman from the Catholic Conference of Illinois. And you might want to know, how can you make a difference? We're going to be talking about this House Bill 317 and opposing that and other important issues. Stay with us. We'll be right back here on Life Talk.
Get ready for Parish Leadership Day 2007, the date is Saturday, February 17th at Maria High School on Chicago's South Side. Call to Serve, Co-workers in the Vineyard will feature workshops, training tips, inspirational speakers, and even a question and answer luncheon with Cardinal George. Go to www.archchicago.org to learn more about this terrific event for everybody involved in leading our wonderful parishes. See you Saturday, February 17th for Parish Leadership Day.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Catholic school students write about immigration's positive influence on our country. Worshippers praise the Mother of God at Our Lady of Guadalupe ceremonies. And a stately chapel in Mundelein is an architectural treasure chest of our Catholic faith.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org.
The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your archdiocese.
Welcome back to Life Talk. I'm Mary Louise Curry, the director of the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago, and we're discussing issues that make a difference in your life. And friends, you may have a question or a comment, and we really welcome your phone calls at 312-751-1979. It's 44 minutes past the hour, so we've only got about less than 15 minutes to work in your questions and comments. Give us a call. Don't hesitate. 312-751-1979. And we're here with Zach Wickman from the Catholic Conference of Illinois. He's the Associate Director. And Zach, before we went to the break, we were talking about the importance of parental notification in Illinois. That is, that when a minor girl is undergoing an abortion, that her parent or legal guardian is notified about that. And before we went to the break, I had mentioned the issue of statutory rape, and that is older men basically exploiting younger girls. And Zach, what's not well known is that most teen pregnancies are fathered by men older than 20. How do you think that this, how do you think parental notification and this kind of might, you know, what's the relationship essentially between deterring those situations of statutory rape and having a parental notification law?
Well, I think it would go a long way in towards you know, if not ending, at least curbing those kind of activities. I mean, if a young girl is the victim of that, you know, she may be so embarrassed or so, you know, confused and not want, know what to do. If this law requires her to involve, you know, the wisdom of her parents, I think that could go a long way into, you know, protecting the young girl first and, you know, ending this kind of, you know, predatory activity of older men second.
Right.
At least that's our hope.
Absolutely. Yeah. So right now in Illinois, every day older men are bringing in our young girls, our daughters, our nieces, these beautiful young women, bringing them in to abortion clinics to erase the evidence of their crime.
Right.
And because we don't have a parental notification law that is currently in effect, it's a shocking thing that basically our state is assisting,
right,
in a way, in this kind of illegal exploitation of young women, which is really shocking. So, Zach, tell us about House Bill 317 now. This is a bill that you mentioned was introduced by Senator Fritchie, and tell us a little bit about, or Representative Fritchie, excuse
right.
me, and tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the bill is really troublesome. It not only, I mean, it on its face, it guts the Parental Notification of Abortion Act. It allows a minor to simply waive the parental notification requirement. They simply go to the doctor. The doctor says, you know, you need to notify your parent. They say, well, we don't really want to, and then they don't have to. That's basically the effect of the bill.
Wow.
Even if that weren't the case, it goes even further by replacing parent or guardian notification with adult family member or clergy notification. So supposing a young girl didn't waive the notification, although she'd be allowed to under this bill, she could notify, instead of her parent or legal guardian, an aunt, an uncle, a sibling, or a member of the clergy.
Mm.
Now, I'm a parent of two young girls, and I'm pretty sure, as a matter of fact, I'd swear to it, that no sibling, step-sibling, aunt, or uncle could possibly care about the interests of that young girl more than a parent.
Right.
And replacing a parent with these other people who probably care about the girl, I mean, I don't pretend that a relation doesn't care, it's not the same concern, it's not the same interest. Parents or legal guardians cannot be replaced in their judgment and care for children. So this bill is troublesome on a lot of different levels, and it's something we really need to work hard to defeat.
Absolutely. And friends, you might have a question or a comment. Give us a call, 312-751-1979. How do you feel about this issue? Do you have daughters who could be exploited and then dragged into an abortion clinic without your knowledge? How do you feel about that? You know, how do you feel about basically nullifying the bill with these measures that State Representative Fritchie has taken with introducing House Bill 317? Give us a call, or do you have questions positions on this issue. We've got Zach Wickman, Associate Director of the Catholic Conference, here with us to take your calls and questions. So give us a call, 312-751-1979. Now, Zach, one of the things that's very interesting, too, is in the description of clergy. You know, when we think of clergy, we think of priests.
Sure.
And certainly, you know, we would pray and anticipate that no priest would ever recommend to somebody that they would get an abortion. However, their definition of clergy seems to be a little bit different, something more like an online certificate maybe that you could get or something.
Sure. In fact, the definition reads, I'll read it to you. It's short. It says, a practitioner of any religious denomination ordained or otherwise accredited by the religious body to which he or she belongs. Well,
wow.
I mean, that could be anything. That could be a Wiccan, I guess. I mean,
right.
You know, so that's obviously, and there are internet sites that allow, you know, this clergy accreditation and things like that. So obviously that's a troublesome category to include in parental notification.
That's very interesting. Yeah, I even had at my party a lady who, you know, would consider herself to be a clergy member when I had a party at my house a couple months ago. And, you know, it's very different from what the Catholic Church sees as being clergy. And so that also is something that's that causes great concern. So, Zach, what can people do then, you know, in order to speak out on this issue and to make their voice heard in protecting our young women?
I think the most important thing is to make your views known quickly. On this issue, which is really popular among people, requiring parental notification, and even a lot of legislators who would consider themselves pro-choice would be for this type of thing.
Right.
So often what happens is they latch on to the best argument they hear first. So if we can get to them first, and I think this is why we're bringing people down here to the Capitol tomorrow to work on this issue.
Yes.
If they can hear our arguments first, I think we have a good chance of securing their votes. So the best thing to do is to call your state representative and tell them you're opposed to House Bill 317 and that you want the parental notification statute to go into effect.
That sounds great. Absolutely. Well, terrific. We have to head into another break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Zach Wickman, the Associate Director of the Catholic Conference of Illinois. What's going on with parental notification in Springfield tomorrow? And also, we have a number of calls on the line. We will take your calls right after this break. Stay with us here on Life Talk.
From the moment you see the dramatic cover photo of an angel atop a church watching over the city of Chicago, you know you're about to enjoy a very special book. The Archdiocese of Chicago, A Journey of Faith, is a treasure chest of photographs, paintings, and historic perspective. Every church in the Archdiocese of Chicago is featured. The book provides readers with insight into our Catholic heritage, ministry, evolution, and challenges. A Journey of Faith makes a great gift with more than 340 pages of photos and history printed on gloss paper, hardcover, color throughout. It is available at many parishes, or you can call Liturgy Training Publications at 1-800-933-1800 or order online at ltp.org. So call 1-800-933-1800 or go to ltp.org. The Archdiocese of Chicago, A Journey of Faith. Display it proudly in your home.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Welcome back to Life Talk. I'm Mary Louise Curry, the Director of the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago, with Zach Wickman from the Catholic Conference of Illinois, talking about parental notification in Illinois. And we're going to head right to the phone, Zach. We've got Carl from Chicago on the line. Carl, thanks so much for calling. You're here with us live on Life Talk.
Good morning, Mary Louise, and good morning, Zach. I'm glad to be on Life Talk.
Great.
You know, I'm very frustrated. this is like being a child on the playground and the bully stealing the candy from you. You know, I'm talking about abortion and the most innocent among us. In context, Zach, if you can help me out here, I have a comment and maybe a question you can answer. This is not yesterday. This is not 5 years. This is not even 10 years. This is around 30 years. The Catholic politicians, and let's start naming names, and excuse me if you think I'm being too blunt.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on. Blagojevich is pro-abortion. He's a Christian. Then you have a Catholic mayor, Richie Daley, John Daley, Catholic, call themselves Catholic. You got Dick Durbin. They're all pro-abortion. And these good people I see, millions around Illinois, good Catholics, we're frustrated. What do we do? They keep pushing abortion down their throats. And let me tell you why they do it. You know why they do it. They take the Catholic votes for granted, and they reach out to the secularist, leftist media. They reach to the left for votes, the homosexual lobby, Planned Parenthood. How are we going to finally nip this in the bud? And again, we're talking 30, 40 years. John Daley and Mayor Daley are reprehensible disgraces.
Okay.
One more thing. What will the Cardinal do about it? What will the Cardinal do? He seems to be friends with the Daleys and will not confront them. Thank you.
Okay, so Carl, wow, that was really something, Zach. Holy smokes. I just want to, first of all, speak to the last issue, which is that Cardinal George is doing a lot on this issue of, and he's always in private conversation with these legislators. But it is a sadness, though. I don't understand it myself. You know, Father Drinan just passed away recently, priest who was serving on the federal level, voting for abortion time and time again. It is shocking.
It is, and the caller's frustration, I mean, I think is widespread throughout Illinois. And, you know, what I constantly tell people who are so frustrated about this is elections have consequences, you know.
Right.
And what we've seen in the past 10 years in Illinois is a steady drift to the left, especially on life issues. And unless good people stand up and are heard, not just by voting, but working on campaigns, contributing to campaigns, I mean, I can't do any of that, and I can't tell you how to do it. But, you know, I think people have to participate. You have to be heard.
Right.
Otherwise, this is going to continue. I mean, we're doing our best in Springfield, but we're outnumbered, and we're more outnumbered every year. So I feel the frustration, just like everybody else, but we have to keep working on it. And I would just add to what you said, Cardinal George has done everything that we've ever asked him to do in Springfield in reference to life. So I don't think that's the problem. I think the problem is a malaise among the general public.
Right. Yeah. Okay, great. Thanks, Zach. And we've got Peter from Stickney on the line. Peter,
I was at the Speak Out Saturday, Mary Louise, and one quick comment. I haven't been able to hear the whole show, but did you mention the workshop at Leadership Day, the pro-life workshop? Finally. Yay.
Yes, Peter, thank you.
The reason I called is because several months ago, Dennis Byrne wrote a column in the Tribune about how these clinics protect sexual predators by not asking the minor girls how they got pregnant. They don't ask them the question, so these guys can keep doing it over and over.
Right.
But the point is, there were no follow-up columns. No other columnist wrote it. There were no letters to the editor about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just amazes me how people can just let this slide by.
Right.
He laid it right out, chapter and verse, and there was no follow-up.
Oh, that's a great point, Peter. Thank you so much. And, Zach, your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, it's true that we are not well represented in the media. I mean, I read Dennis Byrne's column. I think he's fantastic on most of these issues. But he's one among a few. And just like elections, I mean, we just have to have more people get more involved, whether it's letters to the editor, whether it's voting or anything else. We've just got to shake off the doldrums and get involved in the fight. Because, you know, I think nationally there's been a lot of progress on life issues in the past 10 years. Unfortunately, Illinois seems to have gone the other way.
Right. Great. Peter, thank you so much for your call. And Peter was also mentioning, friends, I'm doing a presentation on leadership at Leadership Day, in part thanks to Peter and others like him who want life issues to be included in this. And we invite you to come to that February 17th. My presentation will actually be, it's moved to earlier in the morning because of a family commitment that I have. February 17th at 10:30 or 10:15 a.m. My presentation will be at Maria High School, and you can go to www.archchicago.org to sign up for Leadership Day, and we really encourage you to join us and to come to my talk. It's going to be great on life issues at Leadership Day. Well, Zach, how can folks reach their state representatives? We've got like 45 seconds left. Can you give us that info on how people can get involved and tell their legislators, hey, we need parental notification in Illinois, and don't weaken this bill or this law?
The best way is to go to the General Assembly's website. It's www.ilga.gov. And on the right-hand side, there's a button that's called Legislator Lookup. You can type in your address, and it will tell you who your legislator is and give you all the contact information. If you don't want to do that, you can also call the Catholic Conference, and we'll look it up for you. And our number in Chicago is 312-368-1066, or in Springfield, 217-528-9200.
Great. Zach, thank you so much. Again, that's www.ilga.gov or 312-368-1066. Make sure to call your state representative and tell them to vote no on HB 317. Vote no on HB 317. Zach, thank you so much for being with us here today on Life Talk.
Thank you for having me.
And friends, thank you for joining with us. We're here the first Wednesday of the month on Life Talk. God bless you, and thanks for all that you do to spread the gospel of life.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 820 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.